I'm at Pittsford Reservoir at the fisheries, and there's a breeze blowing, and I'm walking towards the reservoir with Dave Rowe, who works here, and he's holding in his hand a large fishing rod. He's going to show me how he catches the trout here. So what fishing rod have you got here, Dave?
Well, what we do here is fly fishing at Pittsford, so it's purely fly fishing, and so you have special rods for casting, because it's totally different from other types of fishing like coarse fishing. So the rod that we use is fairly lightweight, and the way that we cast is different from coarse fishing, because we use the weight of the line to load the rod to try and project our fly out into the water.
So these trout in the reservoir effectively think that they're getting a mouthful of an actual fly for their lunch.
Yeah, okay, so you got we stock the reservoir with rainbow trout and brown trout here at Pittsford, and yeah, the rainbow trout, they're the main fish we put in for about 34,000 fish in a year. And yeah, when you're fishing for them, you're trying to present them with something that they would think is a natural food item. So some sort of aquatic insect at one of its stages of its life. But also you can use something called a lure, which relies on the fish, the rainbow trout's sort of aggressive streak.
aggressive, did you say it was an aggressive fish?
Yeah, I mean, they're very voracious sort of predators, and they'll attack sort of their prey with quite a lot of sort of force sometimes. So yeah, I mean, if you're using lures, basically you're trying to get them to, you're trying to stimulate them to take that fly, because they see it go past their face, it's a brightly coloured thing, and they'll really sort of have a grab at it.
Well, let's go and catch some. Down at the water's edge now, and we met up with another fisherman this morning who has caught five, you say?
Yeah, five nice rainbow trout.
Five
nice rainbow trout.
And you put them back?
Yeah, I've got a season ticket, so I've caught quite a few. I've got a freezer full already, so I'll catch them now, put them back.
How do you cook them when you get them home?
Normally cook them in the oven in a nice bowl of milk, and put some salt and pepper on and some lemon inside, and let it cook in the oven for about 20 minutes.
Do you find that there's a difference in the taste between one end of the season and the other end of the season?
Definitely, yeah. Winter fish that's been in the reservoir for a year or two, it's fully grown and tastes a lot more like salmon. Like the stock ones are a bit chewier.
A bit earthy.
Yeah.
Right, that's fantastic. So are you planning on doing any more fishing today?
Yeah, I've got a day off today, so get a couple more hours in.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
It's okay, cheers.
Set the scene here slightly. I'm a little bit back from the water's edge, purely because being a girly, I didn't actually bring any Wellington boots. I've got shoes that are not waterproof. So you're casting here, Dave, and what's that casting called?
Well, to get the line out, I do a process called false casting. So I'm loading the rod with the weight of the line.
Bye.
And so then the line's going backwards and forwards, and each time I do a false cast, which is basically moving the rod forwards and backwards. So if you imagine the clock face, I'm bringing the rod up to about 1 o'clock and then letting it go forwards again, and each time I'm letting a little bit more line out, and then when I've got enough line in the air to shoot the whole of the running line out, I let go of it and give it a little bit of a jerk just as I let go of the line, and it all shoots out in a straight line. Now, fly casting takes quite a long time to master. I wouldn't say I was a master of it by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been fly fishing since I was about 8, and look, I've just managed to hook the tree there. So, yeah, if you're in a very wooded area, you've got to be
extra careful.
But yeah.
I'm watching Dave with this amazing casting and cast back, trying to catch one of these trout. Do you call it tickling them or?
No, it's not tickling them. That's when you sort of fish them out with your hands. But no, we sort of cast the line out and then retrieve it, depending on the fly, either with a fast retrieve for a lure or very slow for a nymph or something imitating an insect, basically.
So we were talking earlier, and as we sort of had this other fisherman here, about the different tastes at the different times of year by the fish themselves. And you were saying that it's because of the fat content that the trout taste better after they've been overwintered.
Yeah, I think once the trout's been on a natural diet of, you know, sort of the invertebrate faunas that are in the reservoir, they have a better flavour. Yeah, there's not anywhere near so much fat in them. When they come from a farm, there is a high fat content in the pellets that are fed to the trout, and so that's what you get in the trout's in the belly. So it's always, I find it best to remove that belly fat that you get there. But yeah, once they've been in the reservoir for over a year, then they start to really, yeah, you notice a real difference in the taste.
And these fish are still the triploid fish that you have here that are stocked?
Yeah, all the fish we put in, I'd say 99% are triploids. So they don't have a sex, they're sexless fish. And they don't breed in the reservoir. We put in brown trout as well, but they're mostly rainbows.
You were saying that you really enjoy eating trout and you have it at least once a week. How do you cook yours?
My wife and I really like the trout that we get from the reservoir. So what I usually do, I fillet all the fish I catch because I find that makes them taste a little bit sort of better and gets rid of any sort of muddiness. And I usually would also sort of flavour them with a few spices, seasoned flour basically. So I fillet it and then just cube it and then put it in with ginger, chilli, anything sort of fairly strong flavours, a bit of paprika and black pepper.
And then pan fry it.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Well, I think I should come for supper at your house, Dave. Thank you very much for talking to me, for taking me fishing. I can't believe how quickly the time has gone. It's really...
It flies past, doesn't it, when you're fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always in trouble with my wife. Because I'm always out fishing.
Well, on that point, I'm going to get in trouble for being late as well. So thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.